Geek Radio Daily for finally Frackin' Friday. Yes, indeed, we've waited all week and now it's here just like it promised. See, I told you, be good. It is August 22nd and the people wrapping up your week with you. Well, you know, there's the guy who knows himself. It's the Bruce.
You gonna wash your hands?
No, because I'm evil.
Okay, and the guy that can help...
I'm very, very evil.
And the guy that can help you be more you than you could ever possibly want to be. I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
I'm not perfect.
I am. I'd be happy to show you the ropes.
I would love to do that. It's fun stuff. This August 22nd, way back in 1762, Anne Franklin became the first female editor of an American newspaper, the Mercury of Newport, Rhode Island. 1775, England's King George III proclaimed the American colonies to be in a state of open rebellion. It was the first official recognition of the American Revolution. 1787, inventor John Fitch demonstrated his steamboat on the Delaware River to delegates of the Continental Congress. Its top speed moved a whopping 3 miles per hour.
Breakneck speed there.
1906, the first Victrola was manufactured, a phonograph with a horn inside the cabinet. 1928, the first televised news event was broadcast on WGY in Schenectady, New York. Of course, the big news that day was that they were broadcasting the news for the first time, so it made it kind of boring. Skip to 1989, the world's first pocket phone was introduced by British Telecom. It had to be within 100 yards of a public base station to work. So it was like a walkie-talkie, if you will. It was those little two-way radios people used to use in the early 2000s. Yeah, 2007, a botnet, a network of zombie computers created by the Stormworm, sent out a record 57 million harmful emails in one day. Remember that one? Oh, good time. So that's almost a birthday, but some real ones. We got those.
Yes, we do. We have Rodrigo Santoro. He's 39 years old today. You may remember him as King Xerxes in 300.
I remember him for screwing up Lost as Paolo. I remember that. Also, you missed there, Dakota Goyo, 14. That's Max from Rock'em Sock'em. I mean, Real Steel. Real Steel, that's what that's called.
Oh, yeah. I remember that movie.
Yep.
Barely.
Forgot it, too.
Yeah, Jenna Lee Green, she's 40 years old. You may remember her from Libby Sissler from Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, yeah. Kristen Wiig, 41, from, you know, Saturday Night Live. She was in Bridesmaids Despicable Me 2, if you want to make the animated connection.
Richard Armitage is 43 years old. Thorin Oakenshield from The Hobbit.
Also 43 today is Rick Yoon. That's Zhao in Die Another Day, not the finest Bond film.
No. But at least it ain't Thunderball.
Wow.
Ty Burrell, 47 years old. He's Phil on Modern Family. He was also Dr. Samson in The Incredible Hulk.
Nice. The goddess herself, Tori Amos, is 51 years old today, right? Oh, still hot.
Debbie Peterson, 53 years old, the drummer from the Bangles.
Mark Williams is 55. That's Arthur Weasley from the Harry Potter films.
Laverne and Shirley Feeney herself, Cindy Williams, 67 years old.
I loved their cartoon where they went to space. Honor Blackman is 89 years old. That's Pussy Galore from Goldfinger.
Yeah, I love that one. People who are no longer with us, you have Stormin Norman Schwarzkopf. He was born in 1937. He was the coalition forces, just the general, back in 1991.
Born on this date in 1920, no longer with us, Mr. Ray Bradbury, of course, best known probably for the Martian Chronicles and for just writing all kinds of wonderfully crazy great shit.
Yeah, and then you have Virginia Clemm Poe, the wife of Edgar Allan Poe, was born this day in 1822.
I've heard of that guy. He's a pretty cool guy. All right, let's see what's coming on the tube this evening. CBS has some pre-football season action with the Raiders and the Packers battling it out.
ABC, you have Last Man Standing and some more Last Man Standing, and they're still standing because then it's Shark Tank.
Okay. NBC on Running Wild, Tom Arnold's running around with Bear Grylls, and why not?
Yeah, why not? Over there on Fox, you got Master Chef and Bones.
On the CW on Masters of Illusion, it's the Selbit sawing where people will get chopped in half and whatnot.
That could be fun. Over there on Spike TV, you have Cops. Lots and lots of cops.
ABC Family, Three Musketeers with Luke Evans and Mia Jovovich.
I like Three Musketeers better.
Nice.
Over there on Fox Movie, you have the A-Team. Which is a better movie than people think it is.
It really is. It's a damn fine time, and I don't know why more people don't love it. AMC wants to take you back to when it was all wonderful, Jurassic Park.
On the Chiller Network, you have 30 Days of Night, and then Don't Be Afraid of the Dark.
I didn't know the Chiller Network still existed. I thought that had gone away. I don't know why I thought that. Weird. Okay. On Bravo, you can go to an insane asylum on an island. Shutter Island. Sorry.
FXX, guess what? More Simpsons.
Yes, in fact, tonight, the Mr. Plow episode is going to be on. So that's something to look forward to. IFC showing Apocalypto, the Mel Gibson jungle-ish movie.
On BBC America, you have a lot more Doctor Who and Doctor Who documentaries.
On TBS, the not-good version of Clash of the Titans. But if we're watching anything this fine evening, it's going to be on Lifetime Movie Network, which I guess is still television for women, I guess. The daughter of a wealthy landowner suspects that her father's new wife married and murdered him for his money. Jewel State and James Brolin have to deal with Natasha Henstridge, who is Widow on the Hill.
Looks like you've got mail waiting.
Indeed we do. Holy crap! Gotta love automatic downloading. Love that the daily is back in GRD. I forgot how much I missed the calling of the days of the week by their true name. Anti-Friday, not Monday, Hump Day, Mike, or Wednesday, weekend even, of course. Finally, Frackin' Friday. I also forgot how much I missed hearing the bell every day. She sounds so lovely. Which, that line just part creeped me out just a little bit there. That did.
Yeah, no, that's pretty nice. I like that line.
So she sounds lovely. So keep up the greatness of Truly Remaining Stuff and treat that bell with care. So until I got nothing after that, make mine GRD. That's from Rob. Well, thank you, Rob. That's very sweet.
They should see the bell, what it really looks like.
Yeah, oh, well, Rob should have been there at RavenCon when we thought the damn thing broke. Well, the damn thing did break, but... Holy Jesus. Yeah, we should have auctioned that off when we had the chance, huh? So if you'd like to drop a note, please do. It's podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinstress, all at geekradiodaily.com. We're going to be right back with your finally Friday, Frackin' Friday. I see Rob just told us and I forgot. Edition of Geek Radio Daily.
Wake up. Go to work. Work. Come home. Eat dinner. Rot your brain out. Go to bed. Lather, rinse, repeat. Are you tired of an old humdrum life? Tired of things that just weigh you down and depress you? Wouldn't you rather just focus on things that are awesome? Tune into Nutty Bites. Find out what's awesome. Nutty Bites. NIMLAS.org/blog.
I'm Casey Biggs, DeMar on Deep Space Nine, and you are listening to GeekRadioDaily.com.
Indeed, you are the finally Friday. Nope, I did. I messed it up again.
Frackin' Friday. Jeez.
I'm telling you, I'm so excited. And I got pressured because Rob is now paying attention. Everybody's listening to me, Bruce. I don't know what to do. Dear God, help me.
I got an idea for a movie.
Doesn't everybody?
I figured that's probably the safest thing to do.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's all kinds of movies coming out. We got new things this week, including, of course, Sin City, A Dame to Kill For. We've waited a long damn time to finally get the sequel to Sin City. It is now out. Will it be as good as the first one? I don't know.
We all
have that really, really bad feeling after Frank Miller was allowed to do The Spirit. So fingers crossed.
Ooh, fingers crossed.
I'm just saying. At least it looks like the comic still, which, you know, alone, that's got to be worth something.
That's got to be worth something. In limited release, you have To Be TK, which was on television for a little bit, on like pay-per-view on television. But now you can actually go in limited release to watch this beautiful movie, I'm assuming it's beautiful, about the life of George Takei.
Aw, When the Game Stands Tall. This apparently is one of those, you know, moving, deep-moving sports,
yes,
films. Like a team that hadn't lost a game in like 5, 12, I don't even know. But what
it was
do you
10 years?
Like, what do you do after that?
Suck it up.
What do you do when we fall down, Master Bruce? We learn to pick ourselves back up. Just that simple. That simple.
That's it. That's all I got.
Oh, I stay with Chloe Moretz, and you know the whole car crash, and she's sort of a ghost and limbo-ish thing. Deeply, weirdly awesome looking film. And how dare you, sir? How dare you forget that today also launches the limited release of Leprechaun Origins. They've made another Leprechaun movie, this time without Warwick Davis. Although the Leprechaun this time will be played by Dylan Postal, but you know, he's probably better known by his nickname Hornswoggle. He's listed as Dylan Hornswoggle Postal. Leprechaun Origins, coming to a theater near you.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek News! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. Hey, Dead Rising is a fantastically fun little zombie series that you can play on the Xbox and other places. Sure, sure. That's where I first played it, was Xbox 360 even. Dead Rising is getting a film development, the latest video game to movie. However, this time, it's going to be a digital thing only. They're basically going to make a movie and sell it, rent it, and show it to you just online. But Dead Rising is going to get itself a film. Now, part of the interesting thing about that, I don't know, Bruce, if you've heard about this new fantastic film, Leprechaun Origins? But filmmaker Zach Lipkowski, who makes Leprechaun Origins, is going to be making the Dead Rising movie. So now that we know the kind of quality stuff he can do, wait till we see him with zombies. And who knows, maybe he'll have a little cameo for Hornswoggle.
Well, yeah. Hey, if James Gunn can go from Troma Films to Guardians of the Galaxy, I'm going to give this guy a little bit of credit. We'll see what happens.
Okay.
All right. Steven Spielberg is developing a Minority Report pilot for Amblin Television. The Wrap is reporting that the Philip K. Dick-inspired movie is slowly being turned over to a series. Allegedly, the series will follow the pre-crime unit and the various crimes they solve before they ever happen, thanks to the tub full of weird kids and goo and whatever that you can't touch. The series has hired Godzilla writer Matt Bornstein. I can call him Bornstein to pilot the pen and to pen the pilot, the pilot the pen. He's going to pilot the pen and then pen the pilot.
A passenger and pigeon. No, go ahead. No.
And then hopefully we'll get some pre-crime, because that would just be a lot short of a show, wouldn't it?
Well, yeah. That would make sense. So a house that you're all very familiar with, that you've all spent a great deal of time inside of, is up for sale. It's the Addams Family House. Verillium, the aging mansion that they filmed the inside, the interior was used for the production of the Addams Family, is up for sale for the first time in 90 years. Wow. It has not been on the market since 1924. One of the daughters of the original owners who bought it back in 24 lived in the house almost continuously for the last 90 years. A historical record suggests it was probably built in the latter part of the 1800s as a farmhouse, and then, you know, converted into a gentleman's residence according to the listing. So if you'd like to be creepy and kooky, got just the place for you.
Speaking of creepy and kooky, Doctor Who's mysterious time traveler has been many things. He's been the oncoming storm, the last of the Time Lord, the protector of the innocent, and now he's a porn star.
Of course he is.
From Leroy Myers, who also directed the Buffy the Vampire Slayer and the Game of Bones porn, then we get the Doctor Who spoof that we've always never really realized we wanted, but we kind of do. It's going up in four parts, and the first part is probably up on woodrocket.com right now.
Jesus.
I swear to you.
So what's the name? Then what's the name?
It's called Doctor Whore.
Really?
Yes.
It seems lazy to me.
It's very lazy. Not Dictor Whore, Dictor Who, or nothing like that. No, it's Dr. Whore.
Okay.
Basically, you're going to have both Tennant and Smith doctors, plus a slew of other characters, such as River Dong, the cyber seaman.
Oh, Jesus.
Yeah. A couple other ones that I'm really, really not going to read on the air.
No.
You get the picture. You can see the Safer Work trailer version of this if you follow the notes over there at geekradiodaily.com.
Oh, good God. I didn't realize you were going to say anything.
Bell.
It's so weird when I can't see you to get ready for that. So strange. So strange. So again, no way to make a segue except that the man we're about to talk about would have loved that little bit right there. He would have freaking loved that. I'm Mr. P.G. Holyfield, we talked about him, the horrible, just cancer out of nowhere kind of thing, did pass away. And people have been doing amazing things. Of course, there's the fund that people are raising to help defray the medical costs and whatnot. There's everyone who sent in the videos and pictures. It's been fantastic. We plan to do this weekly show coming up this weekend. We're going to do basically, you know, a PG retrospective, if you will, and talk about what a fantastic guy he is. Well, you know, Luke and Valerie and James, all people that, you know, if you follow on Facebook, you've seen them out there. What they've done is they've bought a star and named it PG Holyfield. The thing you can do where you can get the star registered. So you can follow the link in the show. It'll be there, but it's Rite Ascension, 16 hours, 43 minutes, 35.02 at 20 degrees, 41.54 declination. Just follow the notes. It's going to be much easier if you know that, because I'm going to get all those numbers wrong. But basically, you know.
It's the one over there.
We'll never forget him if we find a way to remember him. Or whatever the quote is from Star Trek 2. So, yeah, just thought the world should know that. Go visit it. It's going to be cool. GRD is licensed with the Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial Non-Derivative Works United States 3.0 license. Make sure you follow us on Facebook, on Twitter, and you know those fantastic forums. Stuff is starting to happen there at geekradiodaily.com. Double, triple. I got stuck to my hand there and fell to the...
The sticky bell.
And please drop a note, podcast Billy Flynn, the Bruce Flinsters, all at geekradiodaily.com. Next week is going to be a shorter schedule for Dragon Con, but we'll talk all about it. See ya!
You know, guys, it always hurts to close it all up. Yeah. Strike the set. Ow. Wipe off the grease paint. Yeah. Napkin up the blood and entrails. Ouch. And move on to another town.
Uh-oh. I smell a song.
Tell me, where does all the magic go? When the curtain falls to end the show, do the clowns always cry when they pack up the paper sky? When the champagne is being poured and the lock is on the old stage door, will there still be a clown in the sky?